Thank you for calling Apple support. This side, Edward. How can I help you?
Yes, sir. So let me tell you right now, you're connected for the Apple headquarters, and this is a customer service line regarding the Apple Pay. So how can I help you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm gonna surely look up this for you. As to pull up for your information, sir, please help me know with your name.
Okay.
Mr. John, are you calling us using your home line or it's your cell phone? Okay, for the last thing in here, as you must be having an Apple ID, so help me know with your Apple ID, sir.
Okay, it's jdavis@hotmail.com.
For the last verification, help me with the 5-digit area code.
Zip code, that's right.
Okay, thank you for that confirmation, sir. Now, I want you to be on the line. Help me with a quick minute so that I can pull up your information.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so I've pulled up the information regarding your Apple account. Right now, I can check, as you told me about, yes, I can see there's a transaction of $329 and some cents make down using your Apple Pay card. So, are you telling me that you didn't make this transaction, sir? Because we can check in here, this transaction was made today in the morning itself. And let me tell you, along with this, there are two more transactions for the amount of $678.29. And also, there's another transaction which is for $819, sir. So, are you aware for any of these transactions as well?
Okay.
But, sir, as I can check in here, for your account, these are the pre-authorized transactions, okay? Like when I say it's a pre-authorized, that means you did get a call on your cell phone where you followed the IVR to authorize the transaction from your side. And you were being given a call on the number, okay? There's one more thing I can check in here. Regarding your Apple account, it's been logged in from 5 different locations. So have you shared your Apple account with multiple persons like your family member, your friends, who might have used for your information, which you might not be aware about? Because right now your account is logged in from 5 different states. I can see it's one from the Alabama, one is from the Mexico, one is for California itself, one is in San Francisco, and one is from the other state as well. So do you recognize this state, or do you have share your Apple account, or are you knowing any of your members who might be living there, who might have done so? Okay, so if you're trying to tell us that you're not being aware about the situation, then I do feel like this is a fraudulent activity which you're being going under through, because right now your account has also been logged up in 5 different locations, and also there are 3 transactions being made using for your Apple Pay card which you're not already being aware about. And also, as these were the authorized transactions, regarding which you did receive a call, but you're telling us you didn't make any answer for any call to authorize this. So for those reasons, I need to file a complaint in here with the Apple server so that I can share with this information with my technical support department team as well. And with the help of them, we can try to recognize from where all this information is being leaked upon and how all these fraudulent activities are being occurring for now. Okay?
Yes, sir.
For now, I want you to grab a piece of paper and a pen. I'm going to help you with some of the information about it. I'm going to help you with my name, my employee ID number, and further complaint file number, okay? So that if anyhow we got disconnected, you do not worry, and you can verify me with it. So my name is Edward Lewis. My employee ID number, it's M as in Mary, S like in Sam, O as in Oscar, X like in X-ray, 2 6 2. And a 2 again.
That's right.
Now, type down with the complaint ID number. It again shared with MSOX. No, then a hyphen. Then 2622. Then a hyphen again. After the hyphen, it's A like in apple. D like in dog. P like a peacock and W like a whisk. That's for the complete file number that I've registered with the Apple server, sir. Now, I'm going to diagnose to make sure how all these fraudulent activities are being occurring for now. But before I go with that, I need to ask you some questions. Like, in about the last week of time, did you share your information on any authorized web pages, on any social website page, or maybe on your email with any third person who might have done so? And do you live alone? Okay. Right now, where are you living, sir? In which state? Okay, you're living in New York right now. Okay. And are you working, or like, are you doing a job? Or are you running a business? Okay, you're retired. Also, like in about the last month of time, like any theft happened up in your home or any of your information you might have lost, like your wallet, your device, anything like that. So, okay. Thank you for that confirmation, sir. Now, also in here, I need to verify that if I'm having a talk with the right person or not. I can check up for the information in here. For that, I want you to help me verify with the last four digits for your social security number, 4282. That's correct. You have helped me with the right. I have verified with it. Now, sir, I want you to please bear me for about the next 3 to 4 minutes, okay, so that we can diagnose and make sure from where all these fraudulent activities are being occurring in here. And how we can help you out to stop with them as well. Okay? If anyhow we got disconnected, yeah. If anyhow we got disconnected, no need to worry. Wait for my quick callback for the same secure line number through which I'm the other thing in here. For now, I have already been aware about the concern about the situation you're telling me about. So I will be working in the best way. If you're having any question, any doubt, you can ask me for now, then I will be putting you on the hold. Okay, that's great. So calm yourself down, get yourself seated, have a glass of water. I will be quick back, sir. Thank you. Mr. Davies, okay, thank you very much for staying on the line, sir. Right now, as I was going down for the information and the diagnosis to trace down for this fraudulent act, it seems to us, sir, that your Apple account got compromised. And whoever who is having the access of your Apple account are doing all these transactions. And moreover, that person even tried to change your Apple ID and a password recently. And let me tell you, when I tried to trace, how did the hacker got the access for your Apple account? I got to know, so what the hacker did is they hacked into your Wi-Fi server IP address. Like, have you ever heard about hacking? What does it mean, sir? Okay, like, hacking means that there's some of an unknown user who has been hacking up into your devices. Some of the third person is trying to monitor your activities and having the access to use your device without letting you know about it. Without taking any of your concern, they are in your devices right now. That is what hacking means. And some of the third person who is in your devices are the one who are monitoring your activity and tracing into your information to do all these fraudulent activity. And that is what hacking means, sir. Right now, I'm going to let you know how did all this hacking occur. Like, you must be aware, for your home, you are having a machine called the router or the modem from where you get your internet service, correct? Are you aware for that? Yes, sir. So what the hacker did is they hacked for your Wi-Fi server IP address. The IP address stands for Internet Protocol Address. It is the unique identity of the network server you are connected in for your home. And whenever you connect any of your electronic devices, like be it your laptop, be it your cell phone, be it your television. Whenever you connect any of your electronic devices with your Wi-Fi, each and every of your device get registered with the same identity of the network. And right now, those hackers hacked into your network server IP address, and using for that, they are being tracing and hacking into your devices as well. And let me tell you, sir, they are hacking into your device since the last couple of days. So let me ask you, did you share your Wi-Fi with any third person, any random person, in about the last week of time? Is your Wi-Fi secured? Are you having any password to get connected with the Wi-Fi, sir? I am asking you, is your Wi-Fi secured? Like, whenever you need to try to connect with your Wi-Fi, do you need to put down a password there? So, did you share that Wi-Fi password with any third person in about the last week of time? And you're telling me you haven't lost any of your devices as well, correct? So, altogether, this means that you're being hacked. These hackers, anyhow, are having the access for your Wi-Fi server, and using for that, they're hacking into each and every of your electronic devices as well. For now, for the first thing, I want you to help me know how many Apple products are you been using right now which are connected with the same Wi-Fi? Or can you, like it's a MacBook Pro, okay, you're having an iPhone and an iPad. On the back side of your iPad, there must be an IMEI number. I want you to help me know with that. The IMEI number, like when you open up with the settings for my device, you get some of the information about your devices. So I need you to help me know with the IMEI number regarding your cell phone and your iPad, so that we can work on these few devices to get them secured from these hackers, correct? No worry. Once you check with it, let me know. Can you go for the settings in your iPhone? In the settings where you get the option about phone, about my iPhone, you need to open that, and there you see a IMEI number. Let me repeat this for you. It's 3542-2299-520-302. Am I correct? Oh, okay. All right. It's 3 and a space 2. Let me tell you, sir, why I asked you for the IMEI number. You know, the hackers are into your Wi-Fi server. Using for that, they're hacking into each and every of your devices. That means since the last couple of days, your cell phone lines are also not secured. If you were having any conversation with any second person using your cell phone, that was also being monitored and being hacked by the hacker. Like right now, you do know you are the person who are giving us a call from your side. So the hackers can easily listen us for our conversation in here as well. And for those reasons, it would not be my recommendation to have any further conversation on this call. And only for those reasons, what I'm doing is, right now I'm giving you a quick call back from my side using for the AppleCare customer service line, which is a secured and encrypted line. So there, no of the hacker or no third person would be able to listen us. So right now, I want you, correct. I will be giving you a call like using a 800 number, you know, okay. So whenever you get a call from a customer service number, please answer that. I'm calling you right now. Are you getting any call? Oh, okay, because I tried to give you a check. Like, can you check? Like, you know, this is a customer service line number. So by the time you don't save this number in for your contact, you won't get any of the call. So you can save this number. So if you try to give us a call back, you know what happened is there are many of the other customer executives been working in here as well. So you might get connected with any random. That's the reason. So what you can do is you can save this